Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good afternoon, great people in Detroit and all our global areas. We are so excited this afternoon to be bringing to you live in the afternoon this episode of the Spoken Word Billboard and Afternoon Radio Mix with your host, Miss Poetic Energy. And guess what? I am so full of energy today. This is the awesome hump day where we're getting it in today. So, I'm just not going to hold you guys any longer. We got off to a late start, but nevertheless, we are here, and we are just going to get it off and popping with some spoken words, some old school, and a little bit of that new school mixed all up together in there. But I want to get the show off and popping with one amazing artist out there. She is really doing her thing, and I am so, so loving, this young lady, Miss Jazzy Psychedelic. You know, she's going to get me for mispronouncing her name, but she's a jazzy lady, and she, you know, she's doing her thing out there. So we're going to play her track that she has entitled You Again. All right, Detroit and all our global listeners. This is Miss Jazzy.
Death of myself, so I mourn. Never wanted to be a woman scorned. Love, hate, I'm torn. The veil of loneliness, I've worn. Because most men are either in jail, on dope, or eating dog food. So most women fail, lose hope, or play the fool. I'm sick of hurting from body aches and mental scrapes. Push beaten and bruised. Underestimated, tested, and used. That's not the life I choose. Resilience has made me stronger. Let the bullshit live no longer. For the answer, I hunger. Feed me. Feed me till I'm full and can't stand it. The truth, I demand it. I don't want to sugarcoat it or dip in deception. Hold the assumptions. Serve it on a plate of reflection. Self-reflection. Dispose of false perception. I perceive that you played the role. No applaud. But you can take a bow. So you wanted me, just not right now. And while you were feeling me, and I was feeling you, flaws and all, but you were only feeling my inside walls. I'm tired of the infatuation and lust. Whatever happened to intimacy and trust? I want a real man. I deserve this. Because my realness makes the fake ones nervous. I pray for a soulmate to the powers that be. That's why I'm holding on so patiently. I guess there's circumstances that keeps us apart. Separation anxiety, it gets so hard. I believe in love, so I keep the faith. I believe in happiness, so we work the way. I believe in happiness, so it's worth the wait.
All right, welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. That was Miss Jazzy, S-D-L-I-C, with her track, You Again. All right, you know what? I got to play her Unity track because I just blasted her on Facebook that I was playing that when, in fact, I was playing You Again. So we just going to roll with some more of Jazzy, S-D-L-I-C. All right, here we go again, Detroit.
Public service announcement. Excuse me, can I have everyone's attention? We've come a long way since the Civil Rights Movement. So I just have one question. How do we go from chains and whips to Bloods and Crips? From pumping our fists to emptying clips? How do we get from Rosewood to Boys in the Hood? From peace, my brother, my sister, to what's good? We bleed not only red, but green and black. The colors of our forgotten African ancestors that struggle with oppressions on their backs. Consider the facts. Why is it our own we attack? The crab effect, pulling each other down just to be politically correct. With all due respect, we're not above one another. Let go of the old house slave mentality. It's not about skin color. And why are we living out the dream of the king? And I don't mean Elvis. Although sometimes we act like we're all shook up. We need to take time out and pick a book up. Learn our history. Don't rely on someone else telling his story or her story. But the story's about tears and glory. And when we say niggas, how do you figure? We don't bypass the stereotypes of the whites. Our focus must be restoration. 50 years later, we're still striving for unification. 2012, no more hesitation. Love, peace, and blessings.
All right, Miss Jazzy doing her thing with Unity. All right, Detroit and all my global listeners, we're going to keep it rolling up in here. As we said, we're going to mix it up with some old school, a little bit of new school, and, of course, some spoken words for y'all. And we're going to take you with Mr. Kyrie with Flawless Black Diamond. We haven't heard this in a while, Detroit, so let us get it in for you.
Say diamonds are forever, precious jewels that are created by time and pressure. I say that every black woman is a flawless diamond in a cold waiting to be transformed into a priceless treasure. Because sisters possess a spirit and soul worth more than gold and are beautiful beyond measure. That's why every man wants to possess her. African women are the jewels of antiquity, rare black diamonds formed deep within the womb of Mother Earth. That's why I compare the black woman to a priceless treasure, because no jewelry collector can measure her worth. She's flawless. See, the creator made her. Some have attempted to duplicate her. However, she's flawless internally, unlike the cubic zirconias that attempt to imitate her. She was crafted by the hands of Mother Nature, and her melanin skin is a gift from God. That's what separates real flawless black diamonds from the fraud. And I had to dig deep to find her. unearthed this precious gem like a diamond miner. In time I came to realize that Africa gave birth to a flawless black jewel. All praises due to God who designed her. She's flawless, completely free of impurities and insecurities. I love her intense shades of color. Her radiant complexion formed inside black coal, a priceless gem worth more than gold. She's flawless and her beauty radiates from within her soul, which explains why she can never be bought or sold. And I'm in awe at the absence of a flaw. Men stare at the beauty of this rare diamond solitaire, but her external glare is too bright for some brother's eyes to bear. They don't realize she's rare, unaware that flawless black diamonds are priceless treasures, beautiful beyond compare. And I'm spellbound by her allure and brilliance. She's a living symbol of strength and resilience. Black man, if you want to collect her, you better respect her and protect her, because her love is worth more than millions. She's flawless. She appears extremely hard on the outside, but that's just her crystallized surface. Her true beauty lies on the inside, which distinguishes her from the fake diamonds that are worthless. She's flawless. And upon inspection, you will see that she's flawless, lacking the slightest imperfection. She realizes her self-esteem as her most prized possession. That's why every man wants to add her to their own private collection. However, she's a priceless treasure, and she treats her body like a flawless diamond ring, realizing not every man is worthy to wear it. You see, her merit doesn't bling and can't be weighed in carats. Her true beauty lies in the fact that she's a spiritual being and not some material ring that you inherit. And she's been cut by men, but over a period of time, she's become shaped and polished. And now she shines free of blemish. Her luster can't be diminished because she's internally flawless. A beautiful black diamond worth more than any gems or souvenirs. She's been transformed into a flawless diamond throughout the years. She's been cut so precise that she's beyond any price, more beautiful than any diamond night sold by the beard. She's flawless. And black women are like flawless diamonds that come in a variety of black translucent hues. And they should be viewed not by their shape, but by the spiritual qualities that God imbues. And brothers, we need to treat our women like the jewels sold at Sotheby's. Treat our black women like rare jewelry out of all sincerity, and thank them for giving us clarity. Brothers, we need to treat our women better than the jewels we own. Black fathers, we need to return home, reclaim our throne, protect our daughters like precious stones. Cherish our black queens more than our material things, because black love is more enduring than any bling or diamond ring. And our women are the true jewels that bring forth our future generations. So let's come to the realization that our women, black women, are our true wealth. And we need to learn to love and value our women more than the diamond-encrusted chains that we love to flaunt, before all our beautiful, flawless black diamonds are lost. Black men, we need to realize that every black woman is a flawless diamond in the rough, molded by years of crystallized tears. That's why it appears her exterior is tough. And black women, if a man ever tells you you are worthless, don't believe him, because within every black woman is the potential to become a flawless black gem. You're flawless.
Welcome back. You're tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network Station, and this is our hour of the Spoken Word Billboard and Afternoon Radio Mix with your host, Miss Poetic Energy, bringing it to you live on this hump day, February 8th, 2012. Wow, this year is going by so quickly. It just seemed like it was just January 1, but now we are already in February, the 8th day of February. All right, that was Mr. Kyrie with Flawless Black Diamond. He is definitely one of our chart toppers here on the Spoken Word Billboard and Afternoon Radio Mix. All right, we're going to keep it going and showing some love for all of our artists out here. This is one of our jazzy artists, Mr. Laura Yancey. We'll be together. Let's check it out. Let's get it jazzy up in here.
Thank you.
All right, Detroit and all our global listeners, you're tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network Station with your host, Ms. Poetic Energy, and you are listening to this hour of the Spoken Word Billboard and Afternoon Radio Mix, and that was Mr. Yancey with We'll Be Together. I told y'all I was going to mix it all up for you. All right, we're going to keep it going with some spoken word. You know, we got to get that in because this is what this hour is all about. Loving on all of our artists and just getting some of that good spoken word in. It's just something about a poet that does it for me. All right, we're going to take it with Misunderstood with her Chocolate Shower. All right. Hold yourself down because this one's hot.
The tough water drips, it splashes, then plays, dripping down blushing shoulders, and he holds her. Drops tickle down sun-kissed skin with just a brush of cinnamon. This sin of men, beckoning, teasing, displeasing to the naked eye, her naked thigh. Sprinkled with wet kisses delivered by water beads. He watches as hungry eyes bleed for the caressing of her silhouette. Her sexy curves are dripping wet, drenched in flirty suds created by jasmine shower gel. He loves the smell as it dances across his nose, wide open, and he's hoping for a chance to catch each drip on eager lip, tasting, never wasting, one single drop. Eyes continue to plead, but she doesn't stop, continuing her steamy performance. She lathers, plays, and then the rinse. Water splashes over all the right places. He can't speak, but makes faces that communicate a healthy craving for all this love she's saving. The mirror is now hazy from the hot of her, seduced by the woman in her. And he watches, water gently kissing every inch and teasing every curve, every single nerve in his body. Now alive, as deliberate drops dive off an arch and sculpted back, as they relax onto the cradle of inviting hip, as her playful hand traces, then slowly dip to hide between wet thighs. Her closed eyes and bitten lip tell secret behind shower walls. His mind calls, her body answers. Wet from steamy shower, soaked with passion. Just imagine the seduction she intends as he steps into her two open arms. She and he, two open minds. Her, playful. Him, grown behind. Steamy shower door.
great people in Detroit and all our global listeners. This is the Spoken Word Billboard and Afternoon Radio Mix, and I am your host, Ms. Poetic Energy, bringing it to you live in the afternoon time, and that was Mrs. Misunderstood. I love that track of her. She's just so smooth with it. We're going to keep it going because I know the hour is fastly ticking away. But we got some more spoken word up in here for you. And this is definitely, this artist we're getting ready to play is definitely high up on the charts here on this hour of the show and on our charts. Mr. Urban Voodoo with Lights, Cameras, Action. And this is one of my all-time favorites, so I know somebody else that got there is going to be feeling it as well. All right.
Lights, cameras, action. Lights, cameras, action. They should give me an Emmy for all the dangerous stunts I ever had to pull off playing a role in this action-packed motion picture called reality, where Hollywood casually portrays my kind like ignorant beasts for the slaughter. He probably had a gun. Out of 10 white folks questioned, it had to be one pseudo-liberated liberal who claimed he wasn't racist, even though all day at work he listened while his conservative colleagues made cracks about niggas. Oh, now you wanna apologize, pointing out that some of your best friends are Negroes. And get this, these motherfuckers pay lots of money for supervillains to fight against superheroes. $1 million armies fight with $1 billion equipment. Cops fight poverty-stricken robbers while Pablo and Nori wait for their next shipment to touch down. Like, touchdown! Junkie down the street finally scored. Police in an uproar. Gung-ho with 48% of the budget. This shit is like lights, cameras, action. Only a fraction of what you see is reality. The rest is just smoke and mirrors. No way to tell day to day. That's why I should've got an Emmy for trying to pretend that this country would ever be free. The only thing free is the tag that came on this bitch. U.S. A. Under Satan's arm lies the growing hair follicle of confusion. Bigots host radio shows. Hollywood creates illusions. This shit is the road to perdition. Unable to find ourselves, so we hang on to asinine traditions. I should win an Emmy, 'cause Lord knows a young brother gotta act like a nigga just to survive in these conditions. Like cameras, action. Lights, cameras, action. Real talk, just like the movies. Every day we playing a silly ass role in this place. We don't even know who the fuck we is or who we wanna be. We don't know who we are or who we should be. But we so pretending we somebody we ain't. Real talk.
Detroit, that was Mr. Urban Voodoo with Lights, Camera, and Action. Oh, you know what? I just love that track. Love it when he said UV. All right, let's keep it going here. We just have a little bit more time. And before we go quickly on to our next bit of music or spoken word, I'm just going to announce very quickly, we are having an awards program this September. I want anybody that's interested in being a part of that here in Michigan to call me at 734-365-6689. That will be the number two that you can, you know, express your interest, leave a message. It will say Michael Michelle Publishing, but that's my publishing house, so just feel free. We'll get all the messages, and one of the staff members will definitely get at you to try to get you on schedule. If you're looking for, you know, we'll discuss in detail what you're actually looking for to actually be a part of the event, and we'll give you some great details, and we will be posting some information relatively soon, you know, throughout the social networking environment. So look for that. Again, the number is 734-365-6689. You can ask for either Poetic Energy or anybody knows me by name. It's Michelle Alford. So feel free to get at me, because we're definitely looking for people to be a part of the event, and we'll be sending out very special invitations to select people. All right, people, with that being said, we're going to keep it going here now. We said we're going to mix it up with a little music here, so let's do that. All right, and I'm going to take it with some Bad Habits, baby, with Maxwell.
You and keep you down to something.
All right, welcome back, Detroit and all our global listeners. We're going to take it moving real quickly here because we only have 9 more minutes remaining in the show, and you are tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network station, and this is our hour of the Spoken Word Billboard and Afternoon Radio Mix, and we're going to keep it going, and we're going to pop some spoken word in there for you, and this is by Raynard, a.k.a. Bad Boy Number 2 with the Rosary of Denial, and definitely one of our chart toppers here. Check it out, Detroit. Great spoken word artist.
You came to me silently, like thieves in my temple. How dare you flick your blasphemous lashes and say you don't want to be here tonight. But your lips, like the prodigal son, return to lit on my skin, like it's without sin. Should I show you that I have the stones to cast, that we are not unthinkable, just unthink the thinking of what others think they know. All we should do is think of the possibilities, but I digress. You see, I am sinful. I have reached in the inner workings of my soul, stole the 1 centimeter of distance between your tongue tip and my bottom lip, place it above our deity of denial to kill every excuse not to covet the fill of your thighs, committing adulterous acts of my willpower against your logic. Even now I lie to myself, knowing full damn well that I will again use your name in vain, just to hear what it sounds like when it rains with stroke offerings on our Sabbath. While I am unholy drinking the words that you just said to me, can you not tarry with me for just a little while longer? But you came to me like temptation, 39 days into my desert, wanted me not to worship at the lips of your altar you so willingly give. How dare you kiss me with the lips of Judas, pointing lust where to find my desire, crucifying my sanity against my wants of you. I know with just 2 lips and 5 fingers of each hand, we can feed the multitudes of you and I and you. Just preach your sermon on the mount to show me that last night's Sodom and Gomorrah is right now's Eden. All you have to do is confess and say, I want to be here tonight, while fingertips count the rosary of our denial.
Spoken word artist, I just absolutely love that track, The Rosary of Denial. All right, we're going to keep it going with some more spoken word. This is Samaria Sarai, When I Am High. Check it out, Detroit and all our listeners.
This piece is called When I Am High. When I am high, relaxes my mind, posted to the ground, the THC, marijuana resurrection, makes me rise above ground. For when I am high, I love the sky. For when I am high, it shows my eyes. If red was fluorescent and it glows in the dark, in the pitch black night of the darkest part, my blood red eyes will be the only thing that lights up in the dark, in the pitch black night of the darkest part. When I am high, it shows my eyes. Eyes so low, I'm day that I die, and I have normal life to live and strive. I want to be high that day that I die. When I am high, the time where I'm tired and it feels like I'm dead. I inhale until the shit fucking hurts my head. I feel back to life like a full night of rest. When I am high, people judge my whole life. Think of me as an addict, if you will, or a waste of time. Waste of time just kills. Only God can judge me. As far as I'm concerned, I could care less about this, that, and the third. If prescription drugs are legal, bottom line, I'ma smoke me some herbs.
Yes, 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 Detroit and all our global listeners, thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to this hour of the Spoken Word Billboard and Afternoon Radio Mix. All of those, I saw you hanging out on the switchboard with me, so I thoroughly appreciate your presence here. I know many of you are at work, but you felt a need to hang out with me, and I so appreciate you for that. All right, we're going to keep this show going here. We have less than 2 minutes going here. We're going to play one of our favorite sisters, Miss Stylicia Bolden, who is definitely one of our tribe toppers. It was her Dark Skin Anthem. Check it out, Detroit, before we...
This is the Dark Skin Anthem. Get ready. Get ready for all you dark-skinned people, because this is the Dark Skin Anthem. See, my black is beautiful, from the darkest part of the sun to the lightest part of the moon. Straight, natural, perm, weave, dreads all upon my head. Dark skin is definitely back in. See, I say it again, dark skin is definitely back in. Don't you know that dark skin is back in? Don't you know that dark skin is back in? We represent with our stylish hair and sexy eyes. From Express to Gabbana, we rock it well with the gold tones complimenting our chocolate brown skin. Because once you go black, baby, I trust and promise that you will never go back. Don't you know that dark skin is back in? See, we got women represent from Fantasia to Mary J, to Miss Michelle Obama in that White House paving the way. Don't you know that dark skin is back in? Chocolate is very addictive to many men. See, we represent with the short, sassy cuts to the extensions. What? Glue to fuse to Nubian braids. We rock. See, I'm going to be a chocolate brown sister that'll never stop. So stand up for the dark skin anthem. Stand up and say, I'm proud to be dark-skinned.
All right, Detroit, that's a wrap for the show this afternoon. You were just tuned into the Spoken Word Billboard Afternoon Radio Mix with your host, Miss Poetic Energy. That was Miss Stylicia Bolden with the Dark Skin Anthem. And we're taking out with Mr. Hakeem Grantham of Michigan with his track, Who Am I? Until next time, Detroit, keep it real and keep it going and be positive and love life and live it to the fullest. And don't forget to put God first, family second. And your career, all right, you know where to fall in. All right, have a great one.
Who am I? Who am I? I am that infinite possibility.
Who am I?
I am that soul in search of the proof of the universe.
Who am I?
Yet I am that discovery.
Who am I?
I am that infinite eternity.
Who am I?
I am the gift.
Who am I?
Of the breath of life.
Who am I?
I am the fluidic master of the season.
Who am I?
I am the one that shines bright over the earth. I rise in the east, and yet I never set. I am the birth of existence. I am the ushering in of civilization. I am the rise of armies, and yet I never fall. am the empire of generations.
Who am I? Who am I? Who am I?
I am the rivers of life.
Who am I?
I am the rainfall of life.
Who am I?
The pedigree of life descends from me.
Who am I? Who am I?
I am the all of the universe that it can contain.
Who am I?
I am the matrix, and he who writes the matrix.
Who am I?
I am the eternal past.
Who am I?
I am the now and the beginning.
Who am I?
I am that time that never ceases.
Who am I? Who am I? Who am
I move rapidly through the universe.
Who am I?
At the speed of light. Before there was light,
who am I?
I traveled swiftly.
Who am I?
My life is the origin. I am the source. The vegetation is the seed that descends from my pedigree. The universe writes my history through the signs and symbols of the stars, casting signs and miracles. For those of us that study me, there is a science based upon me.
Who am I? Who am I?
I am that infinite possibility. I am the discovered one.
Who am I?
I am that neo light.
Who am I?
That never dims.
Who am I?
The moon borrowed its glow from my existence.
Who am I?
I have been courted by the galaxy.
Who am I?
I am the nearest star. And yet I am that universe beyond.
Who am I?
I am the source of the seed of life.
Who am I? Who am I? Who am
the life germ that grows.
Who am
grows
I?
Under my spell.
Who am I?
I am the seasons of time and nature.
Who am I?
I am the wind over the sea.
Who am I? Who am I?
I am the hurricane in the ocean.
Who am I?
I am the tornado over the land.
Who am I?
And yet I am the breeze that comforts.
Who am I?
I am the grass that grows.
Who am I?
I am the cornfield.
Who am I?
I am the smile of the farmer.
Who am I? Who am I?
Who am I?
Who am I?
I am that eternal one. Yet I am not that one who has created myself.
Who am I?
For that is the eternal one of the one.
Who am I?
He is the reason for existence. And yet I am his servant. I am not that one that is trapped inside his soul. I have been freed in existence since the very beginning of my origin. I am the one.